very likely, and we'll see how things pan out.
We'll all find out together. If folks want to reach out to their representative, their assembly man or woman, their state senator, what is the best way to do it? And can you help people navigate to get to the people they need to get to?
Yeah, there's a helpful webpage that we have on the Nevada State Legislators website. I would read you the URL, but it's way too long. But if you Google Nevada State Legislature, Find My Representative, you'll be guided to a helpful page where you can type in your own address or your certain city or town, and it'll lay out all the people that represent you. So you'll be able to find your districts, your assembly district, your Senate district, even your commission districts pretty easily if you just Google Nevada Legislature, Find My Representative. You can also go to our own caucus website. That's not a state website, but our caucus website. And that is assemblyrepublicancaucus.com. You'll be guided to our non-state website where you can read about all our representatives and see the contact info, both in their capacity as a legislator, but also in ways that you can reach them when we're not in session, more on the campaign trail. So you can go there as well. But that is what I'd recommend for anyone who wants to get in touch with their representative.
Brian, always good to visit with you. Keep fighting that good fight up there in Carson City, and I know we'll be talking again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Brian Freimuth, the communications director for the Nevada Assembly Republican Caucus. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We'll let you hear from Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. There's some really bad bills that threaten children all across our state. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Travel from Las Vegas to L.A. in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 2:30 as we check out your conditions right now, and do expect some delays there. You are bumper to bumper on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset Road as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium there on the north side. Those restrictions are contributing to that congestion through there. Remember, the Frank Sinatra exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 northbound. And the Tropicana exit ramp is still closed on Interstate 15 southbound, along with the lane restrictions causing some congestion on the south side as well through the resort corridor. Also, watch for accidents. Paradise at Tropicana and Tropicana at Orville.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
This ball is gone. A three-run home run for J.D. Martinez.
Dodgers radio with the call. 8-1 the win over the Braves Tuesday. Bobby Miller gave up one run over five innings in his big league debut. J.D. Martinez and Jason Hayward homered for the Dodgers, who got three RBI from Will Smith.
Looking up, gonna go. Welcome back, Juan Soto.
The Padres beat the Nationals 7-4. The action on the Padres radio network. Juan Soto with his ninth homer of the season. He had three hits against his former team.
Castro at the warning track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone.
The call on Giants radio. 4-3 the win over the Twins in Minneapolis Tuesday. Michael Conforto doubled the Sparkus sixth inning rally. He hit the go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh. The Giants have wins in 7 of 8. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday edition of Live and Local. I had a chance earlier to visit with Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parents. She's been on the show many times over the years. She has fought some just tremendous battles legislatively, in school board of trustee meetings, things like that. She is always right smack dab in the middle of the action. I mentioned the 82nd Nevada legislature, and one of the things we talked about were really a host of different bills that are really, really bad for you and your family. And I asked what she thought of it all.
Hey, Kevin. So, yeah, I mean, there's only a few days left in the session. excuse me, I'll be heading up there next week just to hopefully try to oversee some of this legislation over the finish line. But, you know, as you know, there's been a stall here in governor priority bills. The Democrats have not given these bills hearings, specifically 8400, which is the governor's really omnibus school choice bill. And also the school safety bill. In fact, the school safety bill was passed in a bipartisan way through the initial, I believe, the assembly, but it has not received a hearing in the Senate. And so, you know, I know there's negotiations going on behind the scenes, but, you know, I think we're not going to know really up until the very last minute whether or not the Democrats end up compromising and giving the governor, you know, some of what he's asking for on the school choice side. And you know, I think just frankly, we've seen a lot of bills die. I think we have another deadline coming up, if I'm correct, this week. And, you know, these a lot more bills are going to die. And so, you know, I'm not really sure. This is a very weird session. And I mean, every session has its own kind of unique issue. This one, obviously, with the Republican governor and the Democrat-led legislature. You know, I think people are getting frustrated because if they're up there working hard to try to get their bills passed and a lot of these bills end up dying, you know, I know that's going to be discouraging for Republicans and Democrats alike.
Let me ask you, Steve Sebelius, the columnist for the RJ, said, I guess he wrote over the weekend that things were getting ugly in the legislative process. Have you seen that? Have you talked with members that maybe agree with you or don't agree with you? Do they think this thing is going to get out of hand and get kind of nasty in the final days?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any other path, really, because, you know, you've got the way things are nowadays, right? Everything is so polarized and everything is so political. So I think that, you know, people would agree that there used to be more of a middle ground that we could find together, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat. But in this environment that we're in, we've moved so far to our own silos that it's been really difficult for Republicans and Democrats to come together on really anything at all. And when you look at legislation that's really common sense legislation, for example, like the, you know, school safety bill, like, of course, Republicans and Democrats agree. They already passed it through one house, and they had Republicans and Democrats vote yes on that bill, and now they can't even get a hearing. Why? Why would that be the case? Well, you know, the reality is that it's just political gamesmanship that's happening. You know, the Democrats don't want this governor, who is a Republican governor, to have a win. You know, I mean, they're looking at the next election already. They don't want anyone to be able to say that this governor was able to pass his priorities and that Republicans helped him do that and in turn, you know, elect more Republicans, they want to keep their majority, right? And then the same thing on the Republican side, you know, Republicans are looking to the next election too, but we're looking at, you know, are we going to be able to get some of these governor's priorities passed? Because really, frankly, it's what the voters want. We know that. We've done the polling. And so if we get some of those priorities through, then they're thinking, you know, we can get some folks elected on our side. So it's just, you know, there's just such, there's just so much polarization. It's absolutely going to get ugly. This governor, fortunately, has veto power. That's the, you know, kind of the silver bullet that he has that he can use in this legislative session. And I hope he uses it. And I think a lot of people are hoping that. I think we're all waiting to see what will happen if these Democrats don't compromise and, you know, give some reasonable school choice and school safety measures for the families who are frankly begging for it. I hope and I really believe and have faith that this governor will veto a lot of their priorities as well.
Do you get a sense that there is room for negotiation on school choice, or is this kind of a Democrat my way or the highway thing?
There's always room for negotiation, you know, especially when you look at the constituents who live in these districts where these Democrats are, you know, representing, that they want these, they want these policies. You know, these families who are asking for example, more money for school choice. I mean, we're looking at $2 billion to public education versus $50 million for opportunity scholarship funding. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket. It's such a small percentage that they're asking to add towards those scholarships for low-income families. You know, it's really a no-brainer. That money is it's a tax credit scholarship. It comes from business taxes. It doesn't come from the DSA, the funding that is for public schools. It's totally separate funding. And, you know, if the funding follows the student and that student chooses to exit the public school, you're no longer funding that student from the public school standpoint. So that student moves and that funding should follow that student. And then that student being educated in a different environment. And frankly, if you look at opportunity scholarship funding, you know, you're looking at net savings to the state. These kids are on average taking about $5,500 per scholarship that now the public school doesn't have to pay for that student, which, you know, public education is about $10,000 to $12,000 per student. So it's about half the cost to the state to educate a child through the Opportunity Scholarship Program and the schools that those families take advantage of. And again, low-income families. And so our families who have resources, who are well-connected, they've already exited the public school system if it wasn't working for them. And they have the option to do that. You know, there's wait lists all over the state for private schools and charter schools. You know, if the public schools are not educating our kids and our families aren't satisfied with the education they're getting, we should give them options where they can take their kids and go. So all that to say, yes, I think there's room for negotiation. I think it's a no-brainer. I actually think it's a win for Republicans and Democrats to pass opportunity scholarships, because the families who take those scholarships are going to be excited about those scholarships, and they're going to thank the legislators who passed those pieces of legislation.
And again, school choice, 70% across the state support school choice. To me, it's a no-brainer. Let me just ask you, and again, Aaron Phillips joining us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. In the last week or so, the teachers union has come out and demanded that Jesus Jara resign and leave his post as superintendent. First of all, does that surprise you? And do you think it will make a difference? Might Jara step down?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I have not heard any indication that that is the case. You know, I think the teachers union, you know, as of 5 minutes ago, we're best friends with Jara. So, you know, I think that that's an interesting political play. And it looks like they're spending a lot of money to try to discredit the superintendent. You know, I think everybody wants to point the finger and nobody wants to take accountability for their own part in why our kids are failing. And I think the adults need to just frankly knock it off, and they need to start changing the way we approach education and put kids back in the center. Kids have to be the center. We have to be doing this for the kids. But what we see, especially when it comes to some of these unions, is that they're, you know, they are the employers of the adults, and they're protecting the adults, and they're protecting the interests of the adults, and the kids are the ones who are suffering. So, you know, I don't know if I can say too much more about it, but I think it's a waste of time. I think we need to be focusing on helping this governor pass his bill that adds an extra $2 billion for public education, and hope that some of that money can go to teacher salaries and to directly into the classroom that can help our kids.
There you have it. Erin Phillips, power2parent.org. They really do a great job. If you want to be a part of it, if you want to be a part of this parents union, there are a lot more of us than there are teachers. And that's my goal, is to make Power to Parent a statewide juggernaut, and to where Democrats know that they can't steamroll parents anymore. It's just not going to be allowed. Stay where you are. More to do. We've got an update on the Golden Knights coming up in just a minute, and on Jamie Benn Max Domi. We got all kinds of information. We'll pass that along coming up in just a minute, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Discount Gun Source is family-owned and operated since 2012. Conveniently located at 4555 South Fort Apache Road between Flamingo and Tropicana, right behind Famco. At DGS, we offer the best customer service and prices in Las Vegas. Visit DGSVegas.com to view our firearm and ammo inventory. Discount Gun Source is the only gun store in the Valley that updates and posts their inventory with pricing on their website daily. Call us at 702-947-0925 or visit us today to enjoy the DGS experience.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, invites you to their Memorial Day sales event. Receive $7,610 off MSRP on the new 22 Dodge Challenger RT rear-wheel drive, or save $7,440 off MSRP on the new Chrysler Dodge Touring. Plus, new Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew and Quad Cab, and 23 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew and Quad Cab 4x4, both with 2.9 financing. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. Come check out all of our Memorial Day specials.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Friends of Mrs. Fix-It. Mrs. Fix-It is heading up a movement to fix the disastrous direction our country is headed. Help save our country. Help save our state. Join the movement at MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us. Gentlemen, Jim, you've been following this story all day long. We've been waiting for the NHL to mete out maybe more discipline off of what happened last night in Dallas. And it looks like now it's out there.
Yeah, it's official. The Dallas Stars are going to have to try to keep their postseason alive without their captain, Jamie Benn, because he's been suspended not for one, but for two games by the NHL after he was ejected during Game 3 in the first couple of minutes of that game. You were speaking with Ron Futrell this afternoon about that a little earlier because of that cross-check on the Vegas Golden Knights captain Mark Stone while he was on the ice, and it was in that chin area. And it's really out of character from what I've heard of him. He is the captain of the team. So if the Stars are going to hang in there, they're going to have to do it at least the next couple of games without their captain. Now, if the Golden Knights do win this next game and advance, the second game of that suspension would be enforced at the beginning of next season. So it's a hard two games, regardless of what happens.
It's going to be fascinating to watch tomorrow. Now, I am so excited. Just the idea of going to the Stanley Cup Finals again is something that's just incredible. I mean, that a franchise can consistently do this. To get to the finals, all you got to do is win one game. One game.
And remember, Bill Foley said that at the beginning, back in 2016, before they even were on the ice, when they were forming the team itself, said, hey, we want a Stanley Cup in six seasons. And here we are. This is
season number six.
Season number six. And we're right there on the cusp of making that happen. And it looks like the Panthers are going to be the opponent, and that would give us home field advantage as well, or home ice advantage, I should say, because we had the better record of the two that would be in the Stanley Cup Finals. We can't jump to conclusions too quickly, but maybe we can, because teams who have a 3-0 lead in a best-of-seven series at this juncture of the NHL playoffs are 200 wins and only four losses. Odds are pretty good.
But you don't want to be
number five.
I was just going to say. I mean, yeah. that would be very unpleasant.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do. We're sprinting to the finish line. Don't forget, we've got the Ron DeSantis announcement coming up at the top of the hour. I know Wayne Allen Root will be chronicling that. And, of course, the folks at Town Hall will bring you highlights from the from the announcement, which is coming up supposedly at 3 o'clock. We'll see if they are true to form. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal...